Welcome to Program 1 in the series, 7 Anger Fighter Skills for Couples, a practical skill-building program to keep anger from jeopardizing your marriage or relationship. Written by Dr. Tony Fiore, psychologist, marriage therapist, and anger management expert. This audio series was developed by Dr. Fiore to serve as a resource for partners struggling with anger issues. It can be used as a supplement for people in anger management programs or couples therapy, or as a standalone self-help resource for couples not currently in therapy. Today's program is Anger Fighter Skill Number 1, Practice Respectful Communication. Many partners create an anger-based atmosphere in their home over time because they don't have the skills or the motivation to communicate in a loving way. They stop being nice to each other. Out of frustration, they may begin to bully or intimidate each other to get their own way. They stop being respectful to each other. If you feel angry toward your partner more than 70% of the time, or they feel ill will toward you more than 70% of the time, your marriage or relationship may be in jeopardy. A tension-filled relationship causes a couple to lose emotional connection with each other and eventually to feel unloved by their partner. Soon, the relationship devolves into what is called a utilitarian relationship. It's not about love or caring any longer, but just about fulfilling roles and doing marital duties and obligations. Emotional bullying may start to occur as a way for a partner to get their own way. This often involves using fear or intimidation tactics to get your partner to do the things you want them to do. Their feelings about it become irrelevant to you. Partners start to communicate by interrupting each other, yelling and screaming, threatening, using profanity openly, or name-calling. Some partner bullies insist and demand that things be done a certain way and only that way. Other times, bullying may involve insistence that a partner have a certain relationship with their family of origin or a certain relationship with their children. Short of all these behaviors, some partners create anger-based tension just by seeming to be irritated with their partner or being dismissive of their partner's opinions, feelings, or input about a problem or issue. These partners get angry at the drop of a hat, show extreme impatience with any shortcoming displayed by their partner, and generally project an aura of negativity which spreads like a fog throughout the house. Here's an example of a female bully, Deborah, age 36, a young mother, married to a successful businessman, Sam.
"I have had it! I hate your sister, and she hates me! I invited her and the rest of your family for Thanksgiving dinner, but they all declined. Everybody had something better to do. Your sister lies all the time and pretends to be nice on the surface while she is stabbing me in the back. I don't want you to ever talk to her again."
"I agree she's a pain in the butt, but she doesn't dislike you and doesn't want to hurt you."
"There you go, taking her side again. Always defending her. She is evil, and I don't want you to have anything to do with her. I checked your telephone records, and you talked to her twice last week. If you really love me, you'll stop calling her. If you don't, it will end our marriage. I mean it. I've had it, and I can't stand it anymore. What kind of a man would put his sister above his wife? You don't try hard enough to defend me or stand up for me with your family. You are weak. You only think of yourself. I need a husband who will be on my side and protect me from people like your sister."
Now let's hear from a male bully. Dr. Paul, a very successful neurosurgeon, married to a young internal medicine doctor, Dr. Beth. They come from a culture where males are expected to dominate and females are expected to fit in.
"You should be grateful I even married you. My parents, who are both doctors, warned me not to. You just do what you want instead of fitting into the family, like wives should. You don't even try to get along with my mother, even though we all live in their house. So what if I invited them on our honeymoon? She is my mother. Now you're showing how ungrateful you are by insisting we move into our own house instead of accepting the gift my parents are offering of building a new house for all of us to live in. If you insist on this, I can assure you that my family's lawyers will prove you are an unfit mother, and you will not be able to take our child with you if you move out as you say you will.
Dr. Fiore gives the following suggestions. Anger-based tension in a marriage can have many origins, including bullying behavior by one or both partners, as you just heard. Some people just have to get their own way and have never learned the art of negotiation or working together in a cooperative way to achieve a goal. If a bully doesn't get their way, there is hell to pay. Sometimes they have a deep-seated personality disorder, which renders them deeply flawed and unable to participate in a loving give-and-take relationship required in marriage. Instead, they try to control their partner with threats, drama, put-downs, guilt, withholding affection, or constant criticism. Often, partners of bullies feel manipulated and constricted, maybe even cut off from friends or family at the insistence of the bully partner. What to do if you are the partner who expresses anger by bullying? First, remember that bullying works against emotional closeness in a relationship. The cost is high if your partner does things for you out of fear instead of love or free willingness to want to please you. Second, most marriages today in America are based on the concept of equality of partners. Instead of bullying, develop more empathy skills to more fully understand how your partner sees things and what the issue looks like from their perspective. Third, develop better conflict resolution skills. Bullying often represents frustration by a person in not knowing how else to solve the problem or openly discuss options or solutions. Coping with a bully can be very challenging, but the place to start is to realize that both partners have to participate. This may seem like a strange thing to say, but the fact is, in most cases, a bully partner can't be a successful bully without someone to bully. If that someone is you, you need to change the game by asserting yourself and standing up to the bully by making it clear that if bullying behavior continues, the marriage cannot be business as usual. This takes courage. But as a marriage partner, you should have the attitude that you have the right to be treated with respect and dignity, regardless of the issues between you. But you should not communicate this by cross-complaining, criticism, demanding change without consequences if things continue as they are, or attacking them with non-serious threats of leaving the marriage. These tactics usually only make things worse. Instead, the antidote is to communicate how their behavior makes you feel, and you assert yourself as a person of equal importance in the relationship who deserves respectful communication by your partner. Here is how you do it. Let's listen to Sam's response to bullying Deborah.
Deborah, I love you, but I feel completely disrespected by you and how you talk to me and what you ask of me. You're asking the impossible. For me to choose between my relationship with you and my relationship with my family. I am sorry you feel so estranged from my family. But what you ask is unreasonable, and it makes me feel very distant from you because it's not taking my needs into account, which are equally important and valid as yours. For us to survive, please try to see things from my point of view and find a way to respect the frustrating no-win position your demands put me in.
Let's now hear from Dr. Beth's response to bullying Dr. Paul. Paul, when you talk to me like that, I feel totally devalued, unloved, and disrespected by you as your wife and mother of your child. You make me feel like there is something wrong with me because I would like a house of our own and a family of our own, separate from your parents. I am sorry that you are disappointed in me and that I somehow don't fit into the family slot you wanted to put me in after we got married. However, I can't continue with you unless you prioritize our relationship. I love you, but there are too many family members figuratively in our marital bed for us to work out. Notice the elements of this communication. First, It focused on feelings and reactions, not facts that can be argued or debated. Second, it was clear and direct. There were no threats, innuendos, name-calling, blaming, or one-upsmanship. Third, it clearly communicated what the partner's boundaries were and what the reaction would be if the bully continued to bully. Some important points to think about. Does this work all the time? Of course not. Nothing works all the time. But assertive communication is a powerful tool to stand up for yourself and influence bullying or disrespectful behavior by your partner. And, of course, being nicer and communicating respectfully is a great way to not be seen as a partner bully in the first place. This was the first program in a series of 7 Anger Fighter audio programs for couples, available at fioricouplescounseling.com/angerfighters.